This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. I really hate to do this, but let me take you back for a moment to the spring of 2020, when most American schools went virtual. That was, of course, just one of so many challenges that arrived with COVID-19. But the sudden shift to remote learning was not easy for teachers, students, or their parents. As a result, some families decided to just do the teaching themselves. New research from Stanford University and the Associated Press says homeschool enrollment increased by 30% in the first 2 years of the pandemic. Now many states are allowing families to use public funds to cover some of the costs of a home education. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
In the Fulbright household in Columbia, Maryland, the dining area doubles as a classroom. Bright light comes through the windows as Anna Fulbright gets her kids' geography lesson underway.
Look at this. This is the Gulf of Mexico, and then we have the Persian Gulf right here. So what do you kind of notice about them?
One of them looks like a jellyfish, kind of.
Harry's six. His sister Natalie's 10. Fulbright then pulls out Play-Doh to let them make their own geographical features.
We have the ocean and a lake?
Yeah.
Wow.
The kids had been in the local public school, but Natalie has Down syndrome, which affects her fine motor skills. And when her school went totally virtual, it was hard for her to use the online tools, like a digital abacus.
He really was not happy with it.
So in fall 2020, Fulbright started teaching the kids herself. She's a scientist who used to work for a biotech company. She's been a full-time parent since her oldest son was born. Members of her church were homeschooling already, so she had some support.
I'm not naturally a patient person. I never would have considered teaching elementary school as a career, for sure. But, you know, I love my children, and I want them to learn and make it a positive experience, so I have to just remember that.
In Maryland, 8 subjects are mandatory for homeschoolers, ones you'd expect, like English, math, phys ed. Twice a year, Fulbright meets with a local official to show samples of the kids' work. But she's not required to submit grades or curriculum. The one she uses is faith-based and includes lessons in Latin and philosophy as the kids get older. Today, her eldest child, 12-year-old Logan, is spending the day at a homeschool co-op, which uses a program from a company called Classical Conversations. The kids go once a week to see other students and learn from other homeschooling parents.
Okay, so we're going to take 15, hopefully that's all it'll take, minutes or so to draw.
It's bustling. There are about 60 kids here today in small classes. One of the co-op's directors and a homeschooling parent herself is Leanne McNamee. She says this co-op has grown from 18 students to more than 100 since it started nearly a decade ago.
Because it's not weird anymore. Yeah, it's right. So when I started, it was like homeschool. Like, who's that, you know?
There's actually not a lot of data about who, says Stanford education professor Thomas Dee. He's author of the research on the recent increase.
We know far too little about the homeschooling that many families took up during the pandemic.
That said, at least 12 states now have laws in place that provide funding for home education expenses. The amounts differ, up to $9,000 annually. That's according to Emily Ronco at the National Conference of State Legislatures, who says the legislation usually details what's considered an eligible expense and what's not.
Today, I looked through several of these bills, and at least two of them specifically mention that, like, a home theater is not considered an eligible expense.
Permissible expenses vary, but usually include curriculum and tuition. Maryland does not allocate public money for homeschooling. Anna Fulbright says she spent about $3,700 on it this school year. That includes books and the faith-based co-op, which costs around $565 for each of the younger kids and $1,500 for her older son. Co-op director Leanne McNamee says she'd be wary of public money, even if it was an option.
We believe that the minute you start taking government money, then eventually they're going to start telling you what to do.
Independence is a big theme at the co-op. This morning, 12-year-old Logan Fulbright's class has asked to work on cartography. The kids are drawing a map of Northern Africa, freehand. Logan says he also does a lot of work independently.
So, like, later today, I'm going to plan out my week, and I get to choose how much of what I do each day.
Homeschooling seems to be working for the Fulbright family, but we don't know much about families where it's not. Again, Stanford's Thomas Dee.
Because they're outside every sort of normal system, and that exact question is one we'll have to struggle with. What is society's responsibility to monitor the well-being and development of these children.
Especially as society provides more money to fund those children's lessons at home. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.